Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. This morning, we were meditating on what to share today. We were clearly directed by the Lord to teach the 21 key provisions of your benefit package.
Hallelujah.
All I could do then, as I'm doing right now, is to smile. The first question: does your job have benefits? Does your employer offer health care, 401k plans, paid vacation days, sick days, holidays, flexible spending plans, child care, continuing education, or other such benefits? The offer of health care will not benefit you unless you take advantage of it. Your 401k will never provide retirement income for you unless you put something into it. The company child care facilities will be of little benefit to your children unless you bring them to the facility. Your employer can have the best benefit package in the world, but if you don't activate or participate and what's available to you, then it will be of no real value to you. Basically, not using the benefits available will have the same results as if they were not available to you at all.
That's it.
Which brings us to a very important point. As a child of God, as children of God, you and I, we have the greatest benefit package ever put together. This generous package of benefits is not the result of labor negotiations, but rather a loving Heavenly Father who wants the very best for His children.
Hallelujah.
Here are 21 key provisions of your personal benefit package. Number one, recognize the origin of your benefits. 1 Corinthians 1:3 in the Message Bible. May all the gifts and benefits that come from God our Father and the Master Jesus Christ be yours.
Number two, the author of all benefits wants you to have them. Think of that. 2 Corinthians 1:1 in the Message Bible. I, Paul, have been sent on a special mission by the Messiah Jesus, planned by God Himself. I write this to God's congregation in Corinth, and to all believers all over Acacia's Providence, may all the gifts and benefits that come from God our Father and the Master Jesus Christ be yours.
Hallelujah. Number three, your benefits are beyond natural description. 1 Corinthians 2:9 in the Classic Amplified Bible. But on the contrary, as the scripture says, what eye has not seen and ears not heard, is not entered into the heart of man, all that God has prepared, made and keeps ready for those who love Him, who hold Him in affectionate reverence, promptly obeying Him, and gratefully recognizing the benefits that He has bestowed.
Four, keep His benefits foremost in your mind so you can be sure to claim them. Psalm 103, verse 2 in the New International Version. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits.
And I love these scriptures and these keys.
Psalm 103 is a great chapter to memorize.
It is. Number five, obedience brings benefits. Right associations also bring benefits. John 4:38 in New International Version. I sent you to reap what you've now worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor.
Six, a godly life benefits other believers. Deuteronomy 18:7-8 in the New International Version says, He may minister in the name of the Lord his God like all his fellow Levites who serve there in the presence of the Lord. He is to share equally in their benefits, even though he has received money from the sale of family possessions.
Number 7, your benefits have real spiritual value. Proverbs 8:12 in the Message Bible, and well, you gotta love the Message Bible. Here's what it says. I love those who love me. Those who look for me, find me. Wealth and glory accompany me. Also, substantial honor and a good name. My benefits are worth more than a big salary, even a very big salary. Returns on me exceed any imaginable bonus. You can find me on the righteous road. That's where I walk, at the intersection of Justice Avenue, handing out life to those who love me, filling their arms with life, armloads of life. Wow.
8, sin obscures the value of your benefits. Esther 5, verse 13 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Yet all this benefits me nothing as long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate.
Number 9, neglect the source and lose your benefits. Deuteronomy 28:46-48 in the New Living Translation. These honors will serve as a sign and a warning among you and your descendants forever. If you do not serve the Lord your God with joy and enthusiasm for the abundant benefits you receive, you will serve your enemies whom the Lord will send against you. You will be left hungry, thirsty, naked, and lacking in every good thing. Wow. The Lord would put an iron yoke on your neck, oppressing you harshly till he's destroyed you.
Number 10, your actions activate or deactivate your benefits. Proverbs 11:17 in the Classic Amplified Bible. The merciful, kind, and generous man benefits himself, for his deeds return to bless him. But he who is cruel and callous to the wants of others brings on himself retribution.
Number 11, repentance brings benefits. Psalm 142:7 in Young's Literal Translation says, bring forth from prison my soul to confess thy name. The righteous do compass about me when they conferred benefits upon me.
Number 12, benefits encourage you during adversity. 2 Corinthians 4:1 in the Classic Amplified says, therefore, since we do hold and engage in this ministry by the mercy of God, granting us favor, benefits, opportunities, and especially salvation, we do not get discouraged, spiritless, and despondent with fear, or become faint with weariness and exhaustion.
Number 13, spiritual blessings prompt natural benefits. 1 Corinthians 9:11, Classic Amplified Bible. If we have sown the seed of spiritual good among you, is it too much if we reap from you material benefits?
Number 14, words fitly spoken bring benefits. Proverbs 12:14 in the New Living Translation. Wise words bring many benefits, and hard work brings rewards.
Number 15, living a righteous life brings immediate benefits. 1 Timothy 4:8 in the New Living Translation. Physical training is good, but training for godliness is much better, promising benefits in this life and the life to come. That's important.
That's an
important verse right there. Promising benefits in this life and in the life to come.
16. How do you repay God for all your benefits? Psalm 116:12 in the Classic Amplified Bible. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? How can I repay him for all his bountiful dealings?
17. Praise God for his benefits. John 13:6, Young's literal translation says, I do sing to Jehovah, for he hath conferred benefits upon me.
18, resting in the Lord brings his benefits. Psalm 116:7 in Young's literal translation. Turn back, O my soul, to thy rest, for Jehovah hath conferred benefits on thee.
19, meditating and living in the word brings benefits. Psalm 119:16-17. And Young's literal translation says, in thy statutes I delight myself. I do not forget thy word. Confer benefits on thy servant. I live and keep thy word.
And 20, giving increases your benefits. Luke 6:38 in the Classic Amplified Bible. A very well-known scripture. Give, and gifts will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will they pour into the pouch formed by the bosom of your robe and used as a bag. For with the measure you deal out, with the measure you use when you confer benefits on others, it will be measured back to you. Can anybody say
hallelujah
and amen?
Amen. 21. Benefits are manifested every day. Psalm 68:19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits.
Hallelujah.
Even the God of our salvation. Now, I want to tell you, that's what we call an impressive benefit package, the best ever offered. However, if we don't sign up for the package or participate in all that's available to us, then we'll never reap the rewards of that package. If you missed your opportunities in the past, don't fret, don't worry. Start now. Start now. Before we finish, over the weekend, I read a couple of quotes that really blessed me. I thought I'd share them with you. President Theodore Roosevelt once said, a thorough knowledge of the Bible is worth more than a college education.
You know, at one time, honey, the study in the Bible was your education.
That's exactly right. It's what's now, we now refer to as Ivy League colleges and universities.
That's right.
Everywhere. And finally, Tim Tebow, winner of the Heisman Award twice as the best college football player and a strong Christian, said, I try to be as real and honest about everything and very genuine with people. And I say, listen, I'm a Christian. And I'm not perfect. I screw up every day. But I think that's what grace is all about. That's a very good quote.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
And a good guy.
And a good guy.
Does a lot of good
Just
stuff.
Just one more. If I remember this right, St. Augustine once said, faith is to believe what you do not see. The reward of this faith is to see what you believe.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Go to HeraldHerod.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching up at the top, where it says, sow a seed, just ask God, what seed did have you put in the ground? Do what he says, so we ever ask. Make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video. Until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.